Okay, so we're your host. I'm Sal, Sammy Daggs.
Tyler.
And I'm Riley.
Yep.
Here to give you some news on the NBA.
We're talking NBA.
Yeah, about surprising, disappointing teams in the season this year.
Boston and Houston, but we'll start with Boston.
Yeah, I think Boston for sure. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Boston, what are your thoughts?
I'm putting the blame on Brad Stevens.
Really?
I think a lot of it is Jason Tatum, I think.
Really? Okay, so
yeah,
you think...
He trained with Kobe in the summer, you know, he's trying to be Kobe, shooting a lot of long twos and fadeaways, contested shots, just...
You think he should be driving more?
I think he needs to be like he was last year, playing more within the offense, right? This year he's trying to kind of prove that he's an alpha, he's the best player on the team.
I see that for sure, I think that is a lot of those guys on that team now, though. You look at them, and it's like they have five go-to options. Al Horford is what, their fourth or fifth option?
Yeah.
He is not a fourth option, though, in any other system. I mean, he is a valuable center.
Yeah, for sure. But he's going to be the guy that kind of mediates that team.
I think so.
Kind of helps them kind of get everything sorted out. I think Gordon Hayward kind of has like a chip on his shoulder, like he kind of has something to prove, and it's just not working.
Oh, man.
Because in the offseason, after Jason Tatum's outbreak, like breakout in the playoffs, people are kind of saying, like, is he better than Gordon Hayward already?
I
an established, proven all-star. I'd probably say he has a better, more polished offensive game, but that would just kind of, like, it would kind of hurt Gordon Hayward's ego a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Imagine having a 20-year-old kid come
in. I mean, that was a bad... dislocated ankle, he broke growth plate. That is a bad injury. Looking at that, I don't know how you recover from that. How old is Hayward?
28.
He's like 29, 28.
Yeah. It's
like
a rough age.
He's 28, yeah.
What is he averaging this season, 10 points?
If that, he's like, what? Like anywhere
he's averaging 10, yeah. He's averaging 10, 3, and 5.
That's bad, man.
Get rid of him.
I'd trade him, yeah. But Brad Stevens, they have that Butler connection,
Can
right?
you trade him, though? Who takes him on?
I think that's a valuable piece to a lot of teams.
I think a lot of teams would give up some pieces.
I'd give up something for him.
I wouldn't, personally.
But what do you get for him? And who do you... Like, what team would you see trading for him, and who do you get for him?
You know, you take... It's like... You're going to get two bench players, maybe, at best. Maybe a raw prospect that's not panning out. I don't know. What would you give up for Gordon Hayward?
I wouldn't want him, because I don't think he's worth a max.
I think the money
he's getting is way too high.
I didn't think he was worth the max.
Yeah,
when he was on Utah.
He's a nice player, but he's not a max.
He was always to me a sidekick.
He's a third option. He's on a good team, contending team. He's a third option.
Yeah, like I mean, he looked good. You know what? Houston could probably use him.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, that would be great.
I don't think
they can afford him, but.
They definitely can't afford him.
But, I mean, him over Melo for sure.
Oh, of course.
Even with him averaging 10. Poor Melo, man. You think he's going to get signed to a team?
I think it'd be funny if the Wizards picked him up.
I do think he'll get signed eventually.
If he gets signed to the Wizards.
Let's just
that is a disappointing
team. No, they should sign him and start a reality TV show.
Yes. Yeah, I'd watch that.
That would be jokes.
I would watch that.
Acquire Lonzo Ball. Just
there you go. But that is surprising. LaVar Ball hasn't been talking too much.
I think LeBron probably had it in his contract.
Just wait.
Yeah.
Just wait until they start losing.
You know what? Ernie Grunfeld, if you're listening to this, on the off chance, GM of the Wizards, pick up Melo for us and start a reality TV show. Your season's already ruined. Just do it for us.
For the fans.
RT.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be
just
blessed.
For some content.
Yeah.
Man, the Wizards, that is a disappointing team.
I think would be an interesting team for Melo would be Charlotte. I think that's a realistic option.
Yeah.
Think about it. He's signed by Jordan Brand. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan owns the Hornets, right?
Yeah.
And they want some other source of offense outside of Kemba Walker.
I wouldn't even be surprised to see him end up on the Pelicans.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of these guys, these young players, always are defending Melo. Like, you know, he still has game.
Like Steven Jackson.
Like, everybody.
Oh, Steven Jackson.
I mean, he had that parade of tweets, D-Wade. The whole Banana Boat crew. Everyone loves him.
Until it's time for him to come to your team, and then you say,
you think he's asked to be on LA? I think he said, I want to be on LA. And
LeBron, did you see LeBron? Yeah, LeBron's interview.
I'm sure they considered
LeBron,
it.
They asked LeBron, they said, so what do you think? Is there a future in LA for Melo? He said, well, that's not my job to talk about. I can't really say anything. I'm like, do we even have an open roster spot? I don't think we do. So you can't ask me. You have to ask. Like, that's, you have to ask someone else about that. So, you know, they're good friends until it's time to say, hey, Melo.
I wouldn't want him.
Way too early predictions, but who do you think is going to get Rookie of the Year?
Luka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No Luka. Doubt. Yeah, that is one player that has not surprised me at all. I thought he was going to come in the league, and I thought he was going to do
it. Oh, he surprised me.
MVP of La Liga, like,
I didn't know he was
second best league in the world. He's playing amongst men since he was like, what, 14?
Yeah.
Come on.
I didn't think he was such a good shooter.
Underestimated.
Oh, I knew he was a good shooter. That was his big thing. He's a shoot. He could shoot. He's a good playmaker.
I didn't know he could shoot so well from
three. He's kind of like I don't want to like throw such a huge comparison on him.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like Larry Bird. A little bit.
Oh, wow.
He's like has a similar game to Larry Bird in terms of like a good shooter. He's not like in your face athletic, but he's a good shooter, smart, pass.
He has hands, man. That was the number one thing that surprised me. His handles.
Yeah.
He's gonna be a problem. I think Dallas got away with a steal there.
Yeah.
I don't know what Atlanta was actually. Atlanta gets Trae Young. I think they both fit in their systems too, right? And I don't know why. I find it so perfect for Dallas that as soon as Dirk's retiring, you pick up this.
Another foreign, European dude, this foreign,
like, tall European kid who is just lovable. I love Luka.
Yeah, he's good. I like him.
But, I mean, back on surprising, disappointing teams, what do you guys think of the Wizards? Did you have high expectations coming into this season for them?
They're going to be a playoff team.
The Wizards are
going to make the playoffs. They're going to lose in the first round.
That was your idea? Or do you think they're going to?
I still think they're going
to
be a playoff team.
You think they'll come back? I mean, last year they started off bad. They started off bad last year, too. So
the East is weak.
It's stronger. Do you think they're going to be better than Detroit?
Detroit
is going to be like a 7 seed.
I like Detroit, honestly.
Detroit's going to be like Detroit could end up being a 7 seed.
You know, I like Dwayne Casey, so I think he'll...
I think
he'll get that team to the playoffs.
But, yeah.
But I think... They'll
make the playoffs, no question.
I think Washington gets the 8th seed, probably.
I like Blake Griffin on that team, too.
He's playing really well.
So well.
I mean, it's because, did you hear about the stuff? Like, he said he was finally able to train a lot in the offseason and stuff.
I didn't hear about that.
Because his injury, he was always injured before, right? This year, he was actually healthy in the offseason. Less about rehab, more about actually, like, working on his game.
Man.
The Hot Ones interview? Did you watch that?
No.
Yeah, he was awesome on that. I love that. Dude, wow. Atlanta's? I did not realize Atlanta has that bad a record.
Oh, they're bad. They're bad. They're going to be bad.
What about Cleveland? What about Cleveland?
We expected it.
Yeah, I mean LeBron's. Really? I thought they'd be.
I didn't expect them to be this bad, but again, they don't have Kevin Love.
I thought, yeah, Kevin Love. Is he really injured though, or are they just shutting him down? What about J.R. Smith?
Do you think he's gonna get signed to a team?
Is he gonna be traded? Who's trading for his contract? He makes like $13 million a year.
Yeah. That whole team. Is Tristan Thompson. Well, what's his contract like?
Oh, bad.
$15 million.
$15 million.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You can thank LeBron for that one.
Yeah. LeBron knows what he's doing. He knew he was out of Cleveland. And he was getting these boys getting ready.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
here you go, guys. I got you set.
You know what, though? Actually, when they gave Tristan Thompson that deal, he was good. He was averaging like 9 rebounds and
playing his role. Like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, it was right after like the finals in 2015, I think.
Yeah, and it was again that contract when that inflation spike hit. So
yeah.
Evan Turner walks away with $15 million.
I mean, he's not. I mean, he had a good season, you know.
He's a bench player.
Wait, no. I honestly, he's playing good this you think the Wizards are gonna beat the Heat out for an eighth seed?
No, not a chance. I don't think they make the playoffs.
Heat above Wizards for sure.
I can easily name 8 teams in the
Brooklyn's East just outside.
I don't
of
see
the
or,
they're not making it. Brooklyn could have pushed for it this year, but the Caris LeVert injury.
He's gonna be back though.
He might. But is he gonna be as good? He broke his ankle.
He didn't break it. Dislocated. Yeah, I mean, that's good news. Honestly,
a broken ankle's bad.
Broken ankle's awful. Yeah. But I think dislocated.
He didn't. No ligaments were torn. Anything. So.
Yeah, honestly, man, I don't see that as a huge injury. It obviously. Awful to watch,
yeah,
and it is still a bad injury, but
you can come back.
I mean, you take that over a torn ligament for sure, especially in the ankle. Because if your Achilles goes, you say bye to your career pretty much.
DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, DeMarcus Cousins.
See, I don't see Orlando making the playoffs.
I
think Charlotte doesn't make the playoffs.
Charlotte makes the playoffs.
I think Charlotte trades Kemba Walker. His value is as high as that has ever been right now. He's on a great contract. I don't think he resigns.
I don't think they're smart enough to be able to trade him. I think they're just going to try and hold on to him and think, like, hey, where is he going to go?
Realistically,
where does he go? In free agency? Does he go that's a better option than Charlotte? What team really says, hey, he can help us take the next step?
Orlando.
A bunch of teams.
Orlando.
I mean, Orlando, but is that really, would he rather be in Orlando than in Charlotte?
The Knicks?
I mean, the Clippers.
Yeah, they throw money
the Knicks would be a big team for him to go to.
Yep,
him and his cancer actually be...
Him and Porzingis. Nice. That's
Porzingis. Oh, man. I always forget.
But is he going to come back good enough, though? He's tore his ACL.
San Antonio would be a nice fit for him.
Ooh. They wouldn't pick him up. They already like their team. They like DeJounte Murray.
No, but they don't have a point guard. I mean,
DeJounte Murray. But he's injured right now. But he was their future.
He's a combo guard for the most part.
But he would be really, really good in San Antonio. Yeah, I mean, he'd be good anywhere, obviously. He's a top 10 point guard in the league.
Him on the Suns. The Suns would be a good option.
Yeah. But the thing is, though, he needs the ball too much, right?
Clippers would be a nice fit. Him?
Yeah.
And they got two max spots ready, right?
Yeah.
They throw a deal at him. They throw a deal at Kawhi, who's obviously not going to go there.
You've got a really competitive team at that point, yeah.
You think Kawhi's leaving Toronto?
I do.
But would Kawhi rather play beside Kyle Lowry or Kemba Walker? Kyle Lowry. I think Kemba Walker, it's really tough between the two, but Kyle Lowry's a better overall player.
Lowry is so under... I mean, look at him. Him and... who's his comparison? Him and Mike Conley have similar games.
Kinda, yeah.
Well, I guess that is who he came into the league with, right? On Memphis? It was Mike Conley was the guard for him when he was in his rookie season.
Was he?
I think so. I think he was on Memphis.
He's reminding me more of Chris Paul as he's getting older with his passing ability.
I mean, yeah, but Chris Paul's in another universe compared to him, obviously.
I agree. I'm just saying he's
similar. Yeah, they're both like
Lowry used to average like 20-ish points a game. Now he's averaging more like 16, but he's averaging more around like 9 assists.
I've never seen a player like him just become such a good leader. Mm. Bench role. Mm-hmm.
He came out of nowhere. Came to Toronto. They were going to trade him
to New York, too.
Yeah, that year. But then he blew up. And I mean, think what they traded for him. They traded their 2013 first-round pick, who became Steven Adams. Could have been Giannis, but
whatever.
I'll take it.
I'm looking it up. He was under Mike Conley in his rookie year.
Okay.
That's nice.
I like Mike Conley. Probably I think he's the most underrated point guard in the league.
Yeah.
Memphis is not a surprise team to me. To some people, they are, but not
a shock to me.
No, I knew they were going to be good.
I don't think they make the playoffs still.
You really don't think?
I still think they're
blasphemy.
Blasphemous, actually.
The end of last season, I said... To my friend, I was talking to my friend. I said, Memphis is making the playoffs next year. They're at least pushing for it. And he said, no.
How much were you drinking?
Nothing.
Exactly.
They didn't have Gasol or Conley all of last season. And they were trying to lose because they didn't have the
rest. I thought Gasol was out of there last season. He was so angry at Memphis, at everything they were doing. That year has to be their worst in franchise history just because of the embarrassment they went through. Jaren Jackson didn't even hand over his file to them, his injury report file.
And one other player said, it was maybe it was Mo Bamba. I don't know. One of them said they didn't.
It was another big man, though. I don't know who.
Said they what?
They wouldn't give over their information to Memphis, like their injury information or anything.
Yeah, and they didn't even go to workouts there. Yeah. They didn't even go to a workout. Jaren Jackson and who else was it? It was the other...
Maybe it was Mo Bamba.
Maybe it was the other big man, the second best big man in the class. Bagley. I think it was Bagley.
I think you're right. I think you are right, yeah. Man, Bagley.
He's playing pretty well.
You know, that goes into a surprise team.
He's my number two right now.
Surprise team?
Bagley.
The Kings. What do you think about the Kings?
Oh, De'Aaron Fox is... He's great.
Breakout sophomore season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good. I think he's one of the future point guards of the league, 100%.
For sure. Like, he's already like the fastest player in the league.
I think he just gets, once he gets a little bit bigger.
Needs to shoot a little better.
Yeah.
He's not a terrible shooter, though.
He's improved.
He's not a terrible shooter. And he's a really good leader. He's a vocal point guard. He's a good passer.
He is. That is the one thing I've noticed about him. He is a great leader.
Yeah, he's what they need.
I like De'Aaron a lot. I think he had a rough season last year. I mean, but you're on the Kings.
Sacramento. They're the worst franchise. Zeebo
is your leading scorer. So
would you take Lonzo or Fox?
Pardon?
Lonzo or Fox? Who are you taking?
I think I take De'Aaron Fox.
Really? Okay.
Mm.
So?
Depends what the role is, but I think I take De'Aaron Fox to lead my team.
Mm.
Okay. Lonzo isn't as vocal.
Yeah.
Lonzo's more of like, I'm going to get you the ball, and you're going to score, and I'll be happy for you. But I'm not going to tell you.
I mean, are we building around them?
Yeah, let's just.
If you're building around them, it's De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox is a better scorer.
I think so, too.
I'm taking Lonzo. But
I think Lonzo's a more versatile defender.
Yeah.
But
you know what? Yeah, I changed mine. I'm going Lonzo.
Really?
I'll switch in. Yeah.
I'm gonna say De'Aaron Fox. I'll be the odd man out here.
I actually, watching Lonzo play this year, he's an underrated defender.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was known, like, going into the league, he wasn't supposed to be, like, a defender, but he's like 6'6".
6'6"?
Point guard, like.
That's ridiculous.
He can guard 1 through 3.
Give some height to the rest of us.
When he's shooting threes, when he's knocking his threes, he's a really good player.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's not having a bad year. What is he beyond the arc? 34%?
I think so.
I think he's a little higher than that.
He has a better 3-point percentage than Klay Thompson this season. I mean, he started the first six games, 12%.
Yeah.
That was a shock.
And then he comes out of nowhere, goes 14 for 24 from three.
Shooting 35 from three.
Okay, let's talk about
57.
DeAndre Jordan. 57 from the free throw line.
Oh, yeah. Like, what is he shooting? Like 90%. Yeah. Wow. What about, let's talk about the disappointing players.
Okay.
If I can say one more thing about a disappointing team, what are your thoughts on Utah?
I thought they'd be better, but part of it's just, like, they kind of overachieved last year, 100%.
I think they played way above their heads last year.
Yeah, and kind of, like, the rest of the league's figuring them out, like, you have one offensive player.
But, I mean, you still
player.
Have a good team.
They're going to make the playoffs,
Rookie
I think.
Rubio is such a great point guard. I think he's an underrated point guard in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rudy Gobert.
He's not an offensive player by any means.
I kind of expected Utah to take a step back. The sophomore slump.
So did I, but I did not expect it to be this.
They're only 8-11. I mean, they're not. They're
14th
not.
In the West.
But Houston is 9-9. I mean, like, there's so many teams Houston's that are just, like,
And the Kings are in a playoff spot right now. Like, it'll even out.
You think the Kings are going to make the playoffs?
No. Yeah. They can't keep this up.
I don't think so either.
All right. So who do we think makes the playoffs in the East then?
I think it's number one. Obviously, it's a lock, Toronto.
Yeah, let's go.
Agreed.
I think Kawhi Leonard is just going to stay. I hope he does. I think Toronto... Lost for
Toronto,
first place.
I think the second best team right now is Milwaukee, but I think Philly can easily catch up with
the
best.
I think Philly takes the second seed, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Boston probably gets out of a slump.
Milwaukee comes
down to earth a little bit.
I think if Boston keeps performing like they're performing, they might have to make some moves. I think if they keep up this performance, Gordon Hayward's time there is limited for sure.
I think they're
going to try and see suitors for him.
Yeah. I think Milwaukee takes the third seed and Boston takes the fourth. The other way around. Boston will be the third seed. Milwaukee will be the fourth seed.
Who do you think second seed? 76ers?
The 76ers, yeah.
Okay.
I can see that.
Fifth
and then
seed,
I think fifth.
Pacers?
The Pacers, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Then I think Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Charlotte gets like seven.
Really? Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I can see it.
What are the standings right now?
Charlotte's sitting at sixth right now.
I think the Heat sneak in there.
Yeah, I think the Heat too, and then I think the rest is.
And you never know, like the Heat are gonna make a trade, like they're gonna make some sort of move throughout the year.
I don't know.
They're gonna try and get better.
I don't know. Last year, I thought Hassan Whiteside was done in Miami, and then they shocked me, and he's still there. And then Richardson, that's a surprise.
Oh, 20 points a game.
That's a nice piece.
Yeah, he's good.
And Miami takes on Toronto tonight, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think Orlando is the team I'm taking out. I'll put Washington at the 8.
Come on.
Miami at
Washington.
The 7.
I don't know about Washington.
What? Come on.
Charlotte at the 6.
Come on. Washington. I knew it.
I do. I think they have so much talent.
I knew Dwight Howard was going to ruin
their
team.
They're way too good. They'll get it together. They'll fire their coach. and soon.
I should. But who are they going to sign? Tyron Lue?
There's a lot of good coaches out there.
Do you think Tyron Lue is going to get signed somewhere?
I don't know. I hear a lot of people saying that he's just not going to be a coach and he'll just go into the media, be like an analyst guy.
I don't know. I mean, worst
he can do anything, honestly.
I feel so bad for him. He got, like, do you think he was a good coach?
He wasn't a bad coach. He actually,
I do.
He was, like, he was a good, like, mediator and knew how to, like, you know, keep the team in check.
Yeah, I think.
And he wasn't an amazing, like, at drawing up plays and, like, getting your team out there, but he's kind of like Mark Jackson as a coach.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Kind of like one of those guys. He has a good personality and he's good at, like, kind of, like, helping a team, like, keep it together. And
he's a player's coach. He likes to give them their plays. He says, go out there. If you can figure out what works for you on the court, keep doing it. But he throws in his two cents. I personally think he's a really good coach. And I feel bad for him because everyone gives him so much flack about LeBron James running his career for him. But
no.
I mean,
he was way, it wasn't like David Blatt where LeBron just walked in there and said, I don't know who you are. I don't care who you are. This is my team.
Yeah.
This what is are like, you going to do?
I mean, it's Eric Spoelstra said,
you got no leverage when LeBron comes to your team.
Eric Spoelstra said, LeBron's a guy who gets a lot of people fired.
Well, yeah, because it's LeBron's word.
Yeah.
Right?
You think Luke Walton's going to get fired?
I think that's just, like,
no,
honestly,
I don't
think so either.
They'll keep him, but he's not a good fit there. You don't want a guy that, you know, LeBron played against. He was in the same draft class as LeBron.
I know, it's
and
so
was
funny.
An absolute scrub. And you're going to tell me that LeBron's going to listen to him.
Well, Walton won a couple titles, didn't he?
Yeah, he won on LA. Yeah. He won on LA.
How many times did he play?
No, he was. I swear he was a
no. decent. He was a starter when they were getting beat in the first round.
You know what, man?
The only reason I could see him getting fired is they don't make the playoffs, or really because Magic and Dave Pelinka didn't choose him, right?
Yeah, he's not their guy. He's not their coach, yeah.
It's just weird. He's only 5 years older than LeBron.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got more hair than him, too.
No, LeBron's hair is just so bad this year. It's even worse.
Come on, man.
It's hilarious.
Give the guy a break. Oh, yeah. Let the man be.
You gotta be a little critical when everyone's on him like this.
I think
come on,
just,
man.
I don't know
no
why he's just shaved his head.
No one was hating on Jordan.
You're a bronze. I mean, the bronze sexual.
Come on, man. Come on. Greatest player of all time. Undisputed. No one holds a candle to him. I'm not gonna get in this debate. That's we'll save
the GOAT
this
discussion. We're gonna save this for another time.
Well, that's another day.
Yeah.
Let's go into Markel. Did you hear about Markel?
Oh, the motorcycle accident stuff. Yeah, I've heard about that for a while.
You think it's true?
Oh my god.
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. New young guy just gets signed his first NBA contract. What's he doing? You buy an expensive car, expensive motorcycle.
Yeah.
Eats it on the road, ruins his career. That's the dream, right?
I have no idea what the hell's going on with him. It's bizarre. Yeah, you watch his college highlights, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
He's a more
and right before the draft.
He seems like a more explosive Damian Lillard almost. Like
I don't know.
Like
Damian Lillard's pretty explosive.
A lankier Damian Lillard.
If you Washington almost. And him was a dream. I have never seen.
But you kind of had to expect it a little bit.
I don't know. I expect him definitely to take a dip in the NBA. I didn't really expect him to be.
Because think about it. His,
the next savior. The
if he's going to be. If you're going to go to a team, they didn't have any other high prospects on that team, right? And they didn't even make the tournament.
Yeah, they didn't make the tournament, though.
They were a bad team.
They were
a bad team.
So it's kind of like. It's like saying that right now, Devin Booker is like a top 10 player in the league because he can put up 22 a game on a bad
I don't know,
team.
Man.
Ben Simmons played on LSU, and they didn't make the tournament.
But that's different. Ben Simmons is 6'10".
Markel Fultz is 6'5".
Markel Fultz was you know what? Washington.
His wingspan is massive.
Yeah. But when you have a 6'2 point guard, we've seen that before. We haven't seen a 6'10
I don't know, man. I don't think
like that since Magic.
Trey Young was in a similar
even,
position.
Yeah, Trey
as,
Young. I didn't think Trey Young.
I mean,
Young
Oklahoma barely made the tournament, right? And Trae Young's been doing okay for Atlanta.
The thing is, though, that Trae Young was also, like, I mean, Markel Fultz was a good shooter in college, but he's also, like, more of a, like, an attack-in-the-basket scorer.
Yeah,
he can
slash.
Shoot, but
yeah.
But Trae Young, you know, like, shooters are going to translate to the league no matter what.
Yeah, but I don't know.
For sure, yeah.
Because you look at some of these guys, Kawhi Leonard was on San Diego State. They didn't have any high prospects.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, that he came into the league and he was, like, an underrated prospect.
Yeah,
right?
15th overall to
like
Markel
Fultz,
and then traded
coming out
away.
Of like college, first overall pick. Like, that's a little like high expectations. Like, you don't know what you're getting from him when
who went second Lonzo. That the year Ingram went second?
No, it was Lonzo.
Oh, no, it was Lonzo.
And then it was Tatum three because the Sixers traded up.
Oh, yeah, Danny Ainge. You sneaky devil. You know what, Boston? You deserve this.
Any team, if I'm any team, I don't trade with the Celtics at all because every single player on that team plays better under Brad Stevens.
I am not giving Boston anything anymore. 11 championships in the last 16 years in that city. Come on, man. I want something in Toronto.
Oh, I'd love to grab one of their bench guys like Terry Rozier.
I would like.
Trade for him.
I would like Terry Rozier.
I would love that.
I think Phoenix.
I like DeLon Wright.
Really?
Yeah, I think Terry Rozier is better than DeLon Wright.
I don't like DeLon.
I mean, look.
But DeLon Wright plays his role better. DeLon Wright knows that he's a backup.
DeLon Wright is 26 years old.
It's crazy. Terry Rozier is 23, 24.
Prospect. He's an established.
He played 4 years in college.
Yeah.
Van Vliet, what do you think about
him? He's 25.
Van Vliet is a nice backup point guard.
He's not anything else. He can't start. You can't start him.
He doesn't have.
But he's a really good backup point guard.
Yeah, I like him.
Solid, knows his role, plays it well.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about the West then? We want to talk about the West?
Yeah. I think.
Obviously Golden State.
Man, I can't wait till Boogie comes back because I think he is going to ruin that team. And also, this guy, how much does he weigh? 215 pounds?
Who's that?
Probably like 270.
Boogie? Yeah, he's about 270, 280. He's around Zion.
He's really big.
Yep, he's one of the heavier guys in the league.
For sure, look at him, 7 foot, 6'11", like big guy. He's probably listed at like 260, but he's definitely bigger. Every guy's listed lower than they are. Their height is higher, their weight is lower.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
6'9"?
Mark 7'2".
Yeah, he's at least 6'11".
He's taller than DeAndre Jordan.
Ingram is listed at 6'9 as well, which is
he's taller.
A joke.
Yeah, he's 268 pounds.
They always list point guards as taller. Some of the point guards are listed as like 6'3", some of them like more like 6'1".
Like Trae Young.
Yeah.
Okay, so Golden State, we all have him as
the number one seed. DeMarcus Cousins is going to ruin that team, though.
You think they're going to be the number one seed, though, in the West this year, regular season?
Yeah, still, I think they will, but I don't know. I mean, no one looks like they're going to challenge them in the West, other than LA, I think. Maybe the Nuggets, because they have a good
team. No, they're too young. They're just too young.
They're good shooters.
I think OKC is the second best team in the West.
Are they even in the playoffs?
Yeah, they are. They're second in the West right now.
They're sixth.
Sixth? I thought they were second.
But I mean, look at the...
Yeah, everyone's a game.
It's a clump.
Yeah, they're all game
part. I mean, you think DeMarcus is going to bounce back from that Achilles injury?
I think he's a serviceable player, yeah. I don't think he's a scrub.
I know, but I don't think he's a scrub either, but do you think he's going to have the same effect after that?
I think he'll average 20 and 10. Like, I think he'll be a double-double.
Yes, man.
He's not a max player anymore. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But only one player has ever come back from an Achilles injury and averaged the same or more. Yeah, dummy.
I think Cousins is still an all-star.
Even if he comes back at 70% of what he was, he's still, like, a top 10 center in the league.
Yeah, I guess.
No, you're not. Probably still top 10.
Who do you think is the best center in the league?
Joel Embiid, and it's not even close. It's not close.
Okay.
All right, hot take.
Anthony Davis, if he's a center.
If he's a center, then he's the best center in the league. But Joel Embiid isn't far behind him.
I think he naturally plays power forward. Actually, he was power forward coming in.
He's center this year, but coming to the league is a power
forward. Anthony Davis, best center in the league. Joel Embiid.
Okay, so it's Anthony Davis. Joel Embiid is like behind him, but it's not as far as you can make it seem. And then between them and whoever's third, if you want to put Jokic there or whoever else in the league, like, it's not even close.
Greg Monroe, probably, for me.
Yeah, I think I agree.
Gasol's up there. Mark Gasol, still up there.
Yep.
Okay, so Warriors take first.
Okay, now it gets interesting, I mean, because who's the second seed?
Does Houston recover from this? I don't know.
Oh, they got you.
I don't think they're going
to make the playoffs, but they're not going to be, I don't think they'll be a second seed.
I think they'll sit nicely around fourth, fifth, sixth area. I think, honestly, second to me this year is really between the Nuggets and OKC.
I think Houston does take the second seed.
No. Too far behind.
I do think Houston recovers.
I think they recover. But like,
I think D'Antoni's system tends to work really well in the regular season.
They're only 3.5 games behind the first seed.
Yeah,
that's the thing about the West, right?
I remember watching the NBA last season and Boston off to that crazy, ridiculous start. We're all thinking Boston's going to win 65 games, remember? They're like 30-4 to start, like crazy. And then they don't even get the first.
I mean, they got injured, right?
Like Kyrie Irving was out for and, a while. It levels itself out. So I do think Houston wins that second seed.
Yeah, I see that. Like LA isn't gonna be able to keep this up. Too many young guys. I mean, LA is. I think they just get better. So they're only going up.
But. So you're Sam. You're saying Denver or OKC at that second?
I don't know. Both okay. Good teams. I think OKC.
Okay.
I think OKC is going to finally mesh.
OKC is too, they're too streaky. They'll have like a bad string, like they'll lose 6 in a row, and then they'll go and win like 5 in a row.
Yep.
And they'll lose like 3 out of their next like 5 games, and then they'll go and win like 8 out of 10. They're really streaky. Depends on their matchups.
What do you think, Riley? Who do you think second seed?
If I was going for a safe bet, I would say OKC. But I just don't think that they'll be able to like maintain like success over a long period of time and not get streaky and have times where Russell Westbrook just kind of misses a few shots here and there. I feel like Portland, you can't count them out completely because they always overachieve and do something.
I didn't even think they were going to make the playoffs.
I thought they would be that team that falls off. But I think LA, I think that might be the safest bet in terms of, you know, they're going to be consistent. But LeBron also.
Where do you put LA? Fourth seed?
I put them home court advantage in the playoffs for sure.
Yeah. No, I'd say fourth seed probably.
Do they win 50 games?
Yeah. I'm going to say like around 50, 51 games they win.
I could see 52.
If they get a top 3 seed in the West, is LeBron MVP?
Yeah.
No.
Come on. He got robbed of MVP last year.
James Harden deserved that. Because James Harden was robbed every single other year. When Russell Westbrook won it, he was robbed.
James Harden, what did he average last year? Like 31 something something?
31? Like crazy like numbers. Nine,
doesn't matter. Seven.
Shooting like 50, LeBron 40, 90
finished,
basically.
LeBron finished, scored more points that season, more rebounds, more assists.
Houston's record was just way insane. Better.
I think James Harden should have won MVP in 2015, in 2017, and 2018.
Wait, what?
I think James Harden deserved MVP over Steph Curry in the first year Steph Curry won MVP, and he deserved it over Russell Westbrook, and it wasn't even a question.
Riley, I want to get a drug test in here for you because I don't know what you don't agree with that.
We got some. Is it hot in here? It's some hot takes.
I'm a big James Harden advocate, and I will tell you.
I think James Harden could possibly be one of the most overrated superstars in the league.
Oh, let's not go there. He's number 6 on my list.
Of top players in the league?
Yeah, he's number 6.
Who is the second best player in the league?
Kawhi.
Who's the first best?
LeBron.
LeBron James. Yeah. I don't think Kawhi is the second best player in the league.
You're going to go with KD?
It's really tough. I'll probably say KD just because that's like, in terms of like an overall skill set, he is the second best player in the league. Third, I don't know. Steph, like the influence he has, but I don't know if I want to put him there. I feel like it's probably Anthony Davis.
I think to build a team around, the guy you want on your team, LeBron, Kawhi, Durant. Those are my three.
LeBron, Kawhi, yeah.
I don't think Kawhi is that high.
I think you gotta. When I saw him play on Friday, it was
smooth.
He is the smoothest player I've seen.
Oh, he is. And he's so quiet.
His hands are so massive. Like,
it's ridiculous.
Like, he really is the claw. Like, in the lane, it is impossible to take the ball off him because he'll just scoop it and he'll just, like, it's impossible. And, I mean, when he gets to the basket, he just, 1-2, just drop it in there.
Yeah. I just feel like, I just can't overlook Giannis like that. I just can't overlook Giannis and, like, just the dominant force that he is at, like, 7 foot.
I like Giannis. But 3 is more than 2. And Kawhi can shoot 40-plus from 3.
Yeah.
But
what's Giannis shoot? He's a bad shooter.
Yeah, he can't shoot to save his life. But he can also, he doesn't have to when he can just take one dribble and do a Euro step from half court.
That doesn't always work, though. And teams find you out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think Kawhi might be the most versatile. Next to LeBron, obviously.
Yep.
I think he's the most versatile player.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's going to be a Raptor for life.
I hope so.
He's already like this. If the Raptors make even the conference finals this year, he's already a top 10 Raptor all time. Top 5.
Looking back at that.
Top 5.
He's the best Raptor.
Currently, in terms of talent, he is the best player the Raptors have ever had.
Yeah.
Let's not forget Hakeem the Dream, baby.
Hakeem the Dream.
Yeah. Raptor for two seasons. Gave us 11-9.
There we go.
We got the corpse. Oh.
Then he retired.
It's so weird. He retired a Raptor.
Do you think the yeah, hilarious. Do you think the Raptors sign Vince Carter to like a 10-day contract in the offseason for him to retire a Raptor?
Yeah, they'll sign him to one of those contracts where you're on the team and you retire a Raptor, but you don't play another.
Because Amari Stoudemire did that with the Knicks.
He left us.
He's a traitor.
He left us.
I don't know why Toronto likes him.
I mean, but the Raptors did kind of do him dirty.
He's a
Tracy McGrady both left.
He's a traitor. He basically said, "I'm leaving. Trade me," and then they got nothing for him, and were screwed.
Because the Raptors fired the coach that he liked. They didn't really surround him with talent like they should have.
Oh, we had McGrady there, and McGrady was upset too because he was in Canada. And then, yeah, I mean, you look at the guys Vince Carter had. Was our team the greatest?
No.
No, but
he also shouldn't have,
good,
you know,
pieces there.
He also shouldn't have missed that shot against Philadelphia, but that series shouldn't have gone to seven, but. Yeah. I guess we could save that for another day. Yeah. I feel like that's more of a conspiracy theory than a than an actual take.
Sacramento Kings should have beat LA.
Oh. Yeah, but, it's the same thing.
This isn't a conspiracy show, so we'll keep it light. Should we play a song, boys?
Why not?
Yeah, let's do it.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Alrighty, and we're back. So the West.
Yes.
Who do you think takes that eighth seed?
Okay, here. I'm just going to run through my West right now. Okay. What I think is in a rough order.
You think, yeah, 1-8.
I'll go Golden State, Houston, OKC, Denver, LA.
Do the Clippers.
Portland. The Clippers at 7. And then I will pick... I'll go New Orleans at 8. Sorry, San Antonio.
Utah. I don't think Clippers are going to make it. I think San Antonio and the Jazz have a better chance than the Clippers, to be honest.
Okay.
You hear that Portland's trying to get Tobias Harris?
No, I didn't, but
that
I
would
don't,
be a good move.
I don't think the Clippers would trade him. He's a really good player.
So good, man.
He's a really underrated player.
So underrated. I mean, him. Can you believe last year, after the Blake Griffin trade, him and Blake Griffin averaged the same numbers. Exact same.
Mm. And he can shoot threes.
Yeah. Blake Griffin's probably a better passer, though.
I mean, Blake Griffin's chucking up some threes now. And they're going in sometimes.
Yeah. That contract is...
I like Blake Griffin.
It's horrendous.
And yeah.
If Harris is on it. Amazing contract.
Just think about it. It literally,
Tobias
like,
Harris. Great contract.
4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, Blake Griffin was like, is this guy like a top like 7 player in the league?
Now he's fallen.
I mean, he had injuries and stuff, but he was promising.
He was.
He had a really good rookie season.
Out of Oklahoma, number one pick.
All-stars.
Actually,
season.
He got hurt his rookie season.
Yeah, he didn't play.
He didn't play. He was like a Ben Simmons case.
His second season.
Yeah, the Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons.
The rookie of the year.
I swear he's going to win it again this year. He's going to be the first guy ever to win back-to-back rookie of the year.
Repeat.
I don't like you, Ben Simmons.
I like Ben Simmons.
I'm not a fan.
He just can't shoot. I really threw me off when he said he didn't work on his jump shot in the offseason because he doesn't really think he needs it to be good.
It's like Jabari Parker.
I don't need to play defense. They're going to score anyways.
They paid for scoring. Come on, man. Come on. That's insanity.
Yeah. That 2014 draft, looking kind of rough. Outside of Joel Embiid and Nikola Jokic.
I mean, we went through a lot of bad drafts. A lot of bad drafts.
But when you think about it, the 2013 draft was supposed to be bad, and 2014 was supposed to be legendary, and 2013 is better than 2014.
Who was in the 13
class? That was when Anthony Bennett went first, Oladipo went second.
Right.
Michael Carter-Williams at the... I bought in on him so fast. I thought he was going to be the next big thing.
Or something?
11th or something.
I never understood why they drafted Bennett. But look at him now.
To go first.
Greatest player of all time.
D-League star. He's a D-League star for the Clippers D-League team. He scored 11 points last night.
Straight out of Vegas.
Um. Yeah. Honestly, I see the Pelicans going in there. I don't. Who did you have at 7? The Clippers. I say the Pelicans taking the Clippers spot, and I see 8th being.
Wait, you didn't have the Pelicans in yours, did you?
No, he did. He had the Pelicans.
I had the Pelicans at 8. I didn't have San Antonio, Minnesota, Utah, Dallas.
I don't see Minnesota making it. I feel so disappointed by them. I mean, Karl Anthony Towns.
Oh, he's trash.
You got no heart. Calling yourself out of a game after you airball. Come on. There's no room for that. Andrew Wiggins.
Bust.
To an extent, yeah.
Not as bad as Anthony Bennett, obviously, but.
Greatest bust.
Doesn't make Canada look too good for prospects.
RJ Barrett does.
RJ Barrett.
But I mean,
who I think is overrated. I would not take him first.
Oh, do you see? Apparently,
do you hate Christmas too?
This is like the hot one of the hottest takes I've had in a long time. Sorry to sidetrack, but I would take 2 players on Duke before RJ Barrett.
Who?
Cam Reddish and Zion Williamson.
Correct.
Zion has take that both of them dog over RJ in Barrett. RJ Barrett doesn't really have that dog in.
Can't
him.
Shoot. He's not a shooter. He's not a great shooter.
And he's kind of like a chucker, like. You know, I'm the best player on the team. Let me take this game winner and miss it.
I'm taking all the shots. I don't care if I'm missing. I'm taking the shots.
It's confidence, baby.
Cam Reddish can shoot.
I like Cam Reddish.
I just feel like the thing about RJ Barrett is that he's kind of like a point forward type player. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's going to handle the ball, but he can't, like you said, he can't shoot. And he's not he's not big.
He's a 3-and-D that can't really shoot that well.
Yeah. To me. What is he, like an Evan Turner, you think, or something? Like,
no, I think he's still a really good player. Yeah, I think he'll be a great player, but I just don't think he'll be, I don't think he'll ever be a superstar.
I kind of see, I see a little bit of Andre Iguodala.
Yeah.
But a little less athletic.
Reminds me a little bit of Jimmy Butler.
Less athletic. Less athletic than Iguodala?
And his, Iguodala, when he was in his prime, you see how big this guy was?
Yeah.
He almost won a dunk contest.
Yeah, Iguodala's.
So is JaVale McGee.
Boy, he's pretty athletic.
RJ Barrett reminds me of Jimmy Butler a little.
Do you think Philadelphia made a good trade with Jimmy Butler?
I didn't really like it at first, but it could work out.
I think they had didn't really have much of a choice. Just
due to trademark.
Just value wise, they won the trade.
Look at Minnesota.
What a
look
mess.
At what they gave up for Jimmy
and
Butler.
And look at
Zach LaVine,
Lauri Markkanen,
Chris Dunn. And now Chris Dunn, who's
he's injured, right now, isn't he?
But he was decent last year. He was an okay starter. And he's still get promising. Bayless back for Jimmy Butler, so now you have a worse point guard, but still okay. And then you got who was the shooting guard? They
Zach
got
Zach LaVine. Oh, who? Wait, what?
Who did Minnesota get from
Covington?
Covington.
Covington, Sarge, and Bayless, Sarge. And a second.
Yeah, in a second. And you have Sarge, yeah.
So Sarge is like a very poor excuse of Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah, so you got the poor man's Markkanen, you got the poor man's LaVine, and you got the poor man's, very poor man's Chris Dunn.
And Jared Bayless.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a fringe NBA player, I mean.
Come on.
I don't know.
Raptor, you got to root for him.
I think Minnesota made the right move acquiring Butler.
Because
I think you got it.
No, I think they should have kind of pulled it. I don't like the idea of surrounding. You have a young core and you try and force it too early with adding a veteran to that team.
Philly?
That was too early.
But the thing about Philly is that they're proven. You know what I mean? You saw them perform last year. Minnesota didn't prove to us that they could win.
Philadelphia's not proven to me.
I'll give it, yeah.
Philadelphia
I agree.
No, is not
but Philadelphia,
proven to me.
Philadelphia more proven than Minnesota.
And they were a third seed last year.
Yeah.
They
won 50
games.
Nice,
easy streak going right into the end.
11 games at the end of the year.
Yeah, and they were playing all the bottom feeders. Tanking teams.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's great.
They beat the Cavs once in that string, though.
You get to playoffs. Who was the team they faced in the very first round?
Miami.
They beat them in 5.
They beat them.
Yeah. I mean, Miami really was that last year. That was a team I wasn't impressed with. Hassan Whiteside was having a very, very bad end to the season. Didn't even play that much in the playoffs. And then you run into Boston, who's pretty much depleted.
Man. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, that's a team of rookies too, and they ruin you. They almost sweep you.
I mean, they had the better coach. They had the better bench.
That's what I'm saying though. Like everything on Boston's better. I just think Philadelphia is this team that's so overrated.
I don't like the comparison to Minnesota though with Washington with Philly.
Yeah,
because I would take Embiid and Simmons over anybody that's on why, Minnesota.
That's why yeah, I do. Too.
So I do think
that's why I said that it's different because they proved that they could actually win.
I think Philly's gonna, the real Minnesota deal. Might have to blow it up.
Yeah, but they can. I don't know if they can.
They're committed financially.
And I don't know who I'd give up like in terms of, if I'm a good team, who do I give up for Karl Anthony Towns that Minnesota would actually want?
I wouldn't give up Kat if I were Minnesota.
Oh, it'd be stupid, but who's taking on Andrew Wiggins and his contract outside of maybe like the Nets?
No, I think Wiggins. I think you'd be surprised to see Wiggins land on a good, like, I think you'd be surprised. I think teams would make moves for Wiggins.
Who? I don't know, it'd be weird. It'd be funny.
Do you think anyone's going to make a move for Markel? I mean, it is stated by, because his agent said the trade rumors that Markel wants a trade aren't true, but Philadelphia said.
It depends how cheap I can get him, right? I would give
up. What do they get for him?
I'd give up a first.
No.
Him. Yeah.
No. Maybe a late first. Like if you're like,
if I'm the Warriors, I'll send you a first for Markel Fultz. Who's that pick gonna be?
But that's the thing. They wouldn't. Why would they do
it's
that?
It's not gonna though. Make our team. Like, take the risk.
Yeah.
Get talent.
But he's not
Dallas. Gonna be, if you're Dallas, oh, you don't need Dennis Smith. You have Dennis Smith.
But I mean, I would.
I'd say like Orlando.
Maybe I'd see the Spurs taking a chance on him actually.
That'd be interesting.
I think Popovich would like to work with him.
I think.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, those are my teams. I don't think anyone else really needs him. Maybe, maybe the Wizards take a gamble on him because they're going to blow it all up. And they say, hey, we're already done. We'll take Markel. Pistons? Markel?
Think of it. Yeah. I think
they Reggie Jackson's good, though.
But do they take a chance on John Wall?
I don't think John Wall's going to finish in Washington this
season. That's what I'm saying. Like, do the Pistons try and say, hey, we're going all in. Let's try and get out of the first round.
I think the Wizards have to do what LA Clippers did last year. I mean, the Clippers blew it all up. Everything.
How so? They
got rid of Blake Griffin.
They traded one guy and they lost a guy in free agency. And they kept their coach.
And they traded
DeAndre. And they traded Austin Rivers.
Wait, did DeAndre leave in free agency?
Yeah, he left to Dallas.
I swear they let him go. They didn't
try to keep him. They just let him leave.
I think I don't think it was a draft.
I wouldn't have kept him either.
But they also they did.
But like, look at
them.
They also
re-signed. They re-signed Lou Williams when everyone thought they were just gonna say bye.
They signed Lou Williams.
That was a good move.
They didn't fire Doc Rivers. Everyone thought they were gonna fire him. They traded Austin Rivers. Finally,
That must have been an awkward thing.
A son and dad on the same team.
Doesn't work.
Bad idea.
It's so dumb.
Yeah, you ever hear that? Apparently, according to Waja Sport, you know the report.
Woj, whatever.
Wojnarowski. He reported that a few years ago, Austin Rivers had real trade value, and I forget who it was, but there was a star they were willing to give for Austin Rivers and someone else. Doc Rivers wouldn't do it, and that's what broke the relationship between him and CP3, because CP3 found out about it, apparently, and he was like, really?
What about the Boston trade, the proposed, they were going to offer like 3 first-round picks to, who was it? For, maybe it was Miami, they were going to offer it for Justice Winslow during the draft, when he was drafted, or maybe it was one of those wings. It might have been Winslow.
I think it probably was.
Good thing they didn't do that.
Justice Winslow on Duke.
You know who Justice Winslow? Okay, yeah, that's a good comparison for RJ Barrett. Justice Winslow, like a really low. That's like his lowest ceiling to me.
That's his, like his.
That's
floor?
Like his floor. Yeah.
What's the floor for Zion? I think like
he's overrated. I personally am a huge Duke fan. Like massive, love him. They're my team in college. He's athletic. He's great. He's a man amongst boys there.
Yeah,
he can jump out of the roof. And if you're going one-on-one with him, move out of the way. Because he will hang on you and ask you what it's like down there. Yeah, right? But,
okay. Yeah.
But he can't shoot. He's not really
a terrible shooter. I say his floor is like a Draymond Green.
His floor,
not
is
his floor. Like he's like a very poor man.
I'm taking him first overall. If his floor is Draymond Green,
like a poor man. But Draymond Green on the Warriors is different from Draymond Green on another team. That's what I'm saying.
Draymond Green.
But like
is,
I'd say like a poor man's a Draymond Green NBA in champion. Terms of like just being like a versatile defender, like a Draymond Green type player.
Yeah.
And his ceiling, is like,
He's like a switchblade player type player. Yeah. Like he can do really anything. Yeah. He can play any position almost really. Who
do you put Zion's comparison at?
That's what we're
like. He reminds me of
like you said his floor.
Blake I said like the poor man's like Draymond.
He reminds me
like
of Blake Griffin,
Swiss Army knife player.
Reminds you of Blake
That's
Griffin?
What I was gonna say. His ceiling will be like a Blake Griffin, like prime Blake Griffin.
But yeah. He reminds me a lot of LeBron, because he can truck people. He can just go to the rim.
Yeah.
And people can't stop him. And yeah. When he does that spin move around people, like he can.
But a lot of people
really
say Charles Barkley.
Extension.
A lot of people say Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley's another good, yep.
Big, like, little short for the power forward spot, but makes up for it in terms of athleticism. But he's way more explosive than Charles Barkley.
Oh, yeah.
He could be one of the most, like, in terms of just unrealistic athletes, he's, like, he's right 285. He shouldn't be able to get up.
He really looks
he's
like
gonna
a refrigerator.
Yeah, he could play, yeah.
With wings. It's crazy. This guy needs to lose some weight. He could have been a linebacker.
He'd be a great tight end.
He's gonna lose weight when he comes. Teams are gonna say you gotta lose some weight.
I don't think so.
I totally agree. Yeah.
You think so?
I think they'll be top 10 pounds.
Like 10, 15 pounds. He's like 280, so I get down to 270, 260.
Because he'll naturally, he'll gain muscle. Yeah, he'll lose fat. Like
he's not 100%
muscle.
Is
that not crazy to think that this guy can still grow? He's 18. He can still put on more muscle.
Yeah.
He can get bigger.
Well, you don't want him to get bigger. I think what you should do is just cut some weight. Cause think of explosive you'd be then. Lose 15 pounds.
Yeah, I'd just be worried about the injury.
Yeah, with all the weight on him.
Weight,
yeah.
It's just not sustainable.
Like, if he loses 15 pounds, he'll be even more explosive and he'll have less weight coming down on his knees every time he jumps.
Yeah. All right. Well, it is 2:10. We've run our time.
Yes.
I'd say it was a pretty good first time on the air. All right.
I like it.
I think we're tuning off now. Thank you for listening.
Tune in next Sunday at 1 p.m. for some more.
Are we back next Sunday? Because it's exam time. Right? I don't know.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
I think we have one more. I think we're done like December like 3rd or something like that is the last time.
Cool. All right. Well, tune in next week. We'll be back to fill you in on all the NBA goods. Been through the day.